Months after speaking out on the intense media scrutiny they face, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have announced plans to step back from their high-profile royal duties in favor of a progressive new role within the institution.
I'm out, bitches.
Yeah, so this first broke, about three days ago?
About 3 days ago.
Yeah, on Wednesday. It says, a statement released by the couple who spent the holidays in Canada with their son, Archie, on Wednesday confirms that they will divide their family's time between the UK and North America and work to become financially independent. So when this start breaking, first I'm like, oh, they about to come down on this sister so hard. What if they call it Mexic now, I think?
Mexic, yeah.
Mexic, like, so for Brexit, now it's Mexic. So they're saying she's this black character is breaking up the royal family. What we found out the next day, Queen Elizabeth said, don't go. She told Harry, don't put that message out, is what she said. And they went out and leaked it anyway. So then the royal family, we're talking about the people within the lineage for the line, got together and had an emergency meeting, and they're basically upset. Britain is, like, really upset. My first thought is, I didn't know they still gave them money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's worth, like, $40 million.
No. But that's most of that comes from his mother, though, because he has the money from...
I mean, his father?
Queen died. No. He has all of Di's money. They just split.
Okay.
The London taxpayers pay the sovereign royalty.
That's what I was saying. That made me feel like, I'm like, wait, we got Trump, but wait, y'all paying these cats?
nothing.
Yeah, and then on top of that, you're paying the prime minister
and
the cabinet.
Look at our Brits.
Like, you're doubling up on this idiocy?
Because they like the royal family. I mean, you got Spain has a royal family. I think Norway.
Yeah, but to be fair, Morocco. Nobody's royal family matters except them.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's the only one that's left.
Well, we know why, but go ahead.
But no, to know that,
conspiracy.
I was like, so because the big problem was they were saying, like, how are they going to separate the money from them? And that's when I found out the taxes. I did not know. I'm not a royal watcher, especially since I've been an adult. Like, when I was a kid reading a choir, I was forced to, basically. But as an adult, I'm not a royal watcher.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I think it's cool.
That they splitting?
Yeah, because I think it shows that he really loves her.
Yeah.
And that they don't, you see that they don't like her over there for a myriad of reasons.
She's black. She's biracial.
That's a half too much.
She's biracial.
We had to deal with Obama, and now you do this.
Exactly.
You keep that shit across the pond.
What was that voice?
The queen.
That didn't quite fit, but I love it. It's Pack-a-Day. Pack-a-Day Lizzie.
Keep that locked on deck.
I mean, they love Obama over there.
Yeah, because he's over here.
Yeah.
He's not in the
royal
family.
Look how cute that is.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, let me touch your hair.
No.
It's hair.
I think...
He's straight, not nappy.
So listen, I think the main thing is the simple fact of he has to look at kind of like the bigger picture of it too. He's six in line.
Yeah.
He doesn't want it either, right?
Not really.
I mean, he would want it if he was third.
If it was a habit.
Start killing folks for that.
Or second.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Then he'd be like, we're not going anywhere.
Why is he going to North America? He's got his best chance. If they get wiped out, he's number one.
Listen, remember, he's going to Canada.
Obviously, he must. Oh, they said they're going to buy a house in LA too.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, they're going to go to Canada. Yeah, because she lived in Canada for a good part of the
Canadian,
time too.
Isn't she?
No, she's not. No, she's from California. She went to Northwestern here in Chicago. She's got college years here, but she lived in Canada for a while.
Part of making that show, was it produced in
probably
Canada?
Suits.
Is that what it is?
It's probably up in Canada.
But also, they're going to get a lot more love as far as...
Yeah, it's a British... Canada's still kind of like a British kind of...
Yeah, so, Trudeau feels guilty.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking too, right? Get my knees ready. They're not letting you go. But I mean, he would have to kneel. They basically saying they're going to snatch the majesty off of him anyway. I know that's going to hurt the most.
Well, listen, they already removed their wax figures. There was
Trudeau's. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, they snatched the wax
figures. Nicki Minaj they put in there?
Oh, that's terrible.
It's not a topic, I'm sorry.
But
Kourtney Kardashian.
What are you talking about? It took me a minute to realize you're talking about wax figures.
Wax figures. But, I mean, like you said, obviously he loves her. And you also got to think about it like this. He's seen, although he was very young, he's seen the same kind of shit happen to his mother.
Yeah.
Right? He don't want the same thing happen to his wife, and he has a kid too. He's six in line. He's kind of like, all right, baby, you want to go over to America for a while? Yeah. I mean, they're not relinquishing all of them. They're just doing, they're not going to be seen.
Yeah, they're not
going
to be paid.
They're just stepping back a little bit. They're not going to be paid.
But he got them.
They'll still get something. Yeah. They just won't get as much.
Well, they can make money off
you talked about that,
royalness, yeah. but right. they don't get the sovereign tax.
You have the obligation, though. He can probably capitalize what he, his assets better, being liberated from this shit,
yeah.
and being able to be like, well,
I can invest.
Talk show.
Yeah, I can invest my money.
I'm not saying he would, but yeah.
Late night with the royals.
Yeah, like.
She can go back to acting. She can go back to acting if that's what she really wants. If she really wants to do that, mm-hmm. he can invest. He can start businesses. You can't do all this stuff while you're a royal like that.
Royal suits.
Yeah, I know, right? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And people. And listen, this is a weird thing about it. The royals over here. A lot of people follow them over here in America.
Well, that's the thing. They're more popular in America than they are to the average Brit.
Because we don't have royals over here, so it's kind of it's like
we love celebrities.
We love celebrities, but we look at celebrities as our royals. There's something about humans.
They have celebrities that still they look.
Yeah, but they no, they do.
They
it's
come
a
here.
Different.
It's the like, same thing.
Right, it's not like here in America.
Yeah, it's a different thing. Like these two girls I work with. Oh, matter of fact, we just found out. Jason and I just found out we know someone, a lady I work with.
You have someone in common.
Has someone in common? Yeah, she loves the royals.
I did not know that.
She fucking. Loves that shit. Like she wakes up when there was a wedding. She woke up. She did all that. She, I don't know, if she does a hats and shit. But she can break
the
down
the
hats and all that. I mean, her
what's
another
name? Sister
and Emily.
See, meanwhile, I have all my British friends who support the same English football club that I do, and they're all just like, "Good, hope they all go."
Yeah, some people. Yeah, some people do feel like that.
People that live like came here.
Some people do feel like that.
England. Yeah,
yeah. So wait a minute, you think wasn't Kate? Kate Middleton?
Sister?
Whatever. Yeah.
Peppa?
Peppa.
I couldn't pick them out this walking down the street.
Peppa,
Peppa,
had that, Peppa had a little ass on them.
I think it's Peppa.
Gives a fuck.
Well, you're calling her after
neither
a cartoon
one of them, neither one of them does it for me.
Yeah, we gotta differentiate that.
I couldn't pick them out of a lineup.
Wedding day if you saw her sister?
That's enough sister probably. I mean, yeah, they're both nice looking women.
She got
I don't know.
No.
Of the
sister.
Really?
Of the sister. Three in this mix.
Oh, it's Megan for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely
Megan for sure.
But she was also
an actress. But you talking about the sisters, though?
No.
Got some work done.
The sister.
Oh, sister.
Yeah.
Not sisters. Oh. I'm not
hard
the, I'm not the Kate who was known to be a flasher.
Wait,
Kate used to splash her shit at college all the time.
Is there documentary evidence?
What it seemed like when I read it, it seemed like it was facts.
I like how
hey, listen,
I'm googling.
There you go. Thank you, Dedrin, the resident social media expert over here. I mean,
hopefully,
you only have this body for a certain amount of time. If you want to show it, show it. As long as you ain't hurting nobody.
I flashed plenty of times.
Oh shit.
Well, not plenty, but a decent amount.
You flashed someone.
Yeah, I was a bad kid sometimes.
Okay. I mean, like trench coat flash?
It was bad.
Okay. This sort of sums it up.
It was bad.
The raving businessman?
I don't even want to go into it.
What's up? What's up?
Side by side.
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
That's the supposedly hot sister and the sister-in-law.
Pippa and Kate.
So are you only looking at her butt?
Let me see.
Because that face, I mean, she's cute, but ain't that.
Oh, yeah.
Jean.
Her face wasn't that hard that back
then. I'm not saying she's ugly. I'm just saying she's not as cute as Megan. That's all I'm trying to say.
I mean,
the royal infusion.
I'm not sitting here cramming for none of them.
I know you are. I know you are.
I'm like, man, so-and-so. Like, Michelle Pfeiffer in her heyday. Now, that's something. I fight over that.
You got to differentiate right here.
Male toxicity segment right here. Yes, Michelle Pfeiffer. Yes, no. Ooh, they go Rihanna. Damn right now. Anyway.
What is that show?
Oh, y'all ever seen this movie? It was an Amazon original movie. It was about an hour.
Rihanna?
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Uh-huh.
It's a great movie?
I wouldn't say great.
I didn't see it, but it looks great.
Okay. I'll take that.
Hey, you know what? Real quick.
You know what? No,
let's
it was
a little time in that.
It was you know when that summer packet he put out?
Yeah, I remember.
It was this is kind of like a soundtrack of that.
From.
Yeah, it was kind of like a soundtrack
I just never
of that.
Watched
movie.
The movie.
It was a good movie. It was straight. It was straight.
You watched
it. It was better than what was we talking about? That I said out. I would say watch that over Aladdin. How about that?
I hate how low we go.
I'm just saying. What? I'm giving you a comparison of the two.
This is higher.
I'm giving you
that.
A comparison of the two. It's nothing that was at, like it'll go to the movies
Aladdin,
to go see.
You told me I did need to watch Aladdin. If that's just a little better than Aladdin, that means I don't need to watch that.
That's fine.
I don't like to watch fine, unless I didn't know it was fine, and then I watched and I'm like, damn it, it's just fine.
It's fine.
All right.
Artist was on the list.
Dean Davis to flip. Oprah announces that she will no longer serve as executive producer of the documentary featuring women who have accused Russell Simmons of sexual harassment.
Oh, what happened?
the entertainment mogul made the decision just 2 weeks before the untitled project created by the filmmakers Amy Ziering and Kirby Dick was set to premiere on Sundance Film Festival. The film was in the process of being released on Apple TV Plus under the deal that Winfrey had with the company Variety Reports. I've decided that I will no longer be executive producer on the untitled Kirby Dick and Amy Ziering documentary that will air on Apple TV Plus, Winfrey said in a statement posted on the site Thursday. First and foremost, I want to be known that I unequivocally believe and support the women. Their stories deserve to be told and heard. In my opinion, there is more work to be done on the film to illuminate the full scope of where the victims, what the victims endured, and it has become clear that the filmmakers and I are not in line with that creative vision.
It was kind of interesting when first heard. Oh,
revealing hard truth is never easy, and the women in our documentary are showing extraordinary strength and courage by raising their voices to address the sexual abuse in the music industry, Ziering and Kirby said. While we are disappointed that Oprah Winfrey is no longer an executive producer of the project, we are gratified that Winfrey and what has unequivocally said that she believes and supports the survivors of the film. Go ahead.
Now, I was kind of, it would kind of came out of nowhere when I first heard that she was going to be the executive on this documentary. I'm guessing looking at the success of Surviving R. Kelly, which I think is a part two coming out.
Yes, it is. They already had the clips all over the
okay,
place.
Okay, so, I mean, and that documentary went viral. I mean,
documentary really got him arrested.
Absolutely, it yeah. did. Absolutely.
Well, that's how well it did. I'm just
that documentary out. Probably has unlimited content.
Yeah.
Per the news cycle from this week.
Yes. His two girlfriends was out there fighting or something. What I'm saying that.
So what?
Yeah. What I'm saying, like you were sleeping with a minor or something like that.
The younger one said that she told the other one that you slept with a minor, me, and meaning that her right. and R. Kelly slept with her, mm-hmm. and she's tired of lying, and that she's going to. She said, "Now I'm going to be a woman's advocate." So she makes it seem like she's going to come forth and tell her side of the story. His lawyer did point out that she's already signed a document stating that R. Kelly did not molest her. Mm-hmm. But again, we can know that she could have lied on that document. But that's what happened.
Yes.
They got into a fight. They got into a fight, and you heard skibbity paps.
I didn't know skibbity pap pap.
It was like I was like Tony.
So were they fighting in Trump Tower?
Yeah.
He still has his place.
Yes. And she was met. So the
so
one.
So is this money stashed away like OJ's?
It might be stashed away.
Or does he not have any money?
I don't think he got enough stashed. I think OJ got more stashed away, though.
Still.
Yeah.
After all this time.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I think OJ put away his money.
OJ was. OJ was. Paid. OJ had his. R. Kelly was messing up money. R. Kelly's been messing up money.
Yeah.
So that's not something we knew about OJ, that he was messing up money. So yeah, OJ.
He, like, tried to beat that guy for the.
I'm just saying. OJ. It seems like OJ took care of his money better. Seemed like OJ took care of his. And R. Kelly can't even read. So think about that when you're doing
people swindling. Serious.
Yeah,
I'm not joking. Stole money from him.
I'm saying,
I'm sure he
that's
did.
What I'm saying. Like, you can't even read contracts. You're trusting somebody. A guy sold me
it's
not
amazing
this truck.
He's made it this far not being able to read.
He sold me the truck before, and he used to work with R. Kelly. He used to be in the music industry, and he was like, "Man, you know he can't read." And I was like, "That's what the streets say." But like, yeah.
But just think about the talent.
But he said that he's owned it.
But just think about the talent that he has, though. To make to your point, Jason, think about the talent that he has. Able to go that long.
Monster that he is,
yeah,
and to be able to control people without this thing,
yeah,
that seems fundamental to functioning in our society.
Yeah, so that means he can't read IDs then.
Funny. Shit. Dates aren't letters.
See, there you go. You can't.
let's wait for the moment when what he says becomes wow. reality in court.
Yeah,
yeah, I know, right?
I can't read IDs.
He gonna know that. But back to Oprah Winfrey. Like I said before, I'm sure she probably saw the success of the Surviving R. Kelly. Maybe she wanted to get on that. Also, too,
but
I wonder.
The damn Michael Jackson thing. She don't need the Surviving R. Kelly. She did the Michael Jackson.
But she didn't produce that though.
Yeah, she did.
She was behind it. She produced it. Yes. Yeah.
Because people was. Asking,
I thought they just did the after show.
People was like, "Why aren't you going after Harvey Weinstein?"
And that's what I thought she just did the after show interview. She helped produce that.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I thought
somebody,
so.
Yeah, we got
let's cross reference
that one. We can't
be slandering Oprah. She's still
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she
but
just.
I'm curious though. I
yeah, she
know
did
why.
The Michael Jackson thing too.
Yeah, he said it then it's fact.
Oh, yeah, Sydney would know.
Sid knows. The gaffers, the people that brought the catering, Sid knows.
Sid knows. Sid knows the details of shit. Yeah. Now, listen, I am kind of curious as to I wonder why she pulled out of this one.
Yeah, it does seem a
Russell
little
hit up like, please.
What was the Michael Jackson one called?
Surviving Neverland.
No, Leaving Neverland.
It wasn't Surviving. Oh, Surviving.
Yeah, Surviving's the R. Kelly one.
Surviving's R. Kelly.
Leaving Neverland.
Yeah, I think it's Leaving Neverland.
Ah, boy.
I don't see it on her wiki.
I don't think she produced it.
Wiki.
I'm telling you, I don't think she produced.
IMDb necessary search.
Yeah, that's probably IMDb. Yeah, but definitive. I wonder. Yeah, but I mean, I'm curious, y'all. What do y'all think? Why do you think she probably stepped away from it?
She just said that they have creative differences. She doesn't think
they were trying to go too hard on them. Or?
I think what it is with her, I know she received like huge backlash behind the Michael Jackson thing because they're like, hey, you know, most of these things aren't. You know,
and come fabricated. To find out, some of it wasn't true.
Most of them, mostly all of it was
the one dude at least wasn't true.
So what are we talking about?
The Leaving Neverland. The one guy was lying.
So
hey, how did we find out he was lying for sure?
It came out like
he admitted it.
Yeah, it came out. Yeah, afterwards.
Yeah, a lot of those people they were like, oh yeah, my thing was I didn't.
So you're talking about James Safechuck perhaps or Wade Robinson?
I think it was Wade Robinson.
Yeah,
Wade. See, I never believe
he was a dancer, right?
He was the one in the group, but he was in the group. The
Australian.
Yeah,
yeah.
But he was in that rap group. The little rap. Group.
I don't think she did it. I think she only did after Neverland.
Okay.
Yeah, she did the talk.
She did after show.
I thought so.
So yeah, I think receiving a backlash after that, and then
real quick, she still had parts in it. After the debut, Leaving Neverland, and a shocking HBO documentary highlighting, this is from Vanity Fair, pedophilia accusations against Michael Jackson, Oprah Winfrey threw her full weight of her support behind the film. Mm-hmm. She hosted the post show, so she still had something to do with it.
Yeah. She backed it, basically.
Yeah,
she backed.
So yeah, I think from that backlash, and then, you know, it's like, do I really want to go through that again?
But honestly, though, who's bigger, Michael Jackson or Russell Simmons?
Oh, that's not even close.
So,
yeah, Michael Jackson.
How much of a backlash would she have gotten from Russell Simmons?
Well, the thing is,
to be honest, anybody 30 years under probably don't even know who Russell Simmons is.
It's too soon.
I think it's more to do with why are you only going after black men?
That's the thing.
Okay.
Like,
that's
again,
the thing. Harvey Weinstein is your friend. You still haven't done anything against him.
Like, you know, even this guy from the Today Show. What was his
name? Matt Lauer.
Yeah, Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
You ain't know nothing about that.
I heard a clip from Katie Kirk. I think she was on Howard Stern. And this was like years ago before all this shit went down with Matt Lauer. And I think he asked like, what's something weird that he does, whatever like that. And she's like, yeah, he always grabs my ass or he pinches my ass. I said, what? Hot damn. It was right there all these years ago.
Katie Kirk.
Shit. Yep. And she said that. I'm like, well, now we know.
It's kind of like, there's all these.
But she wouldn't talk about it, though. She's like, on a Breakfast Club. She would not touch it.
It's kind of like Louis C.K. has all these things. Like, there's even a lower third at one point from before it came out, like serial masturbator or something. Mm-hmm. Or somebody was really offended. Then they did the timestamp. And it was like, no, this is from before. Like, it was just a joke.
Yeah.
It was out there. And, like, people were like.
It's out there in front of you. You just don't know it.
Yeah. And like a lot of content from like some of the stand-up was about that. So yeah, that kind of makes sense that Lauer was like.
She said that she was younger. It had to be like the. When that whole Matt Lauer thing go down? About 3 years ago?
Yeah, two, three years ago. Definitely part of
that. I think that clip was like from 2010, 2011 maybe. And she was like, yeah.
That recently. Talking about it that openly.
It was something like, oh yeah, it was kind of joking. Like, that motherfucker was joking.
Yeah, she also said, too, not in that interview, but I heard on another show, she was like, yeah, that was just, everybody knew around the production team, that was just Matt being mad. He also did other disgusting, silly things. Like,
oh, so he was an ab grass. He was an ass grass.
Right, he did more than that.
Disgusting, silly things. Yeah. We have to quickly.
But everybody thought it was being silly.
They didn't like it, but it was like, it was just Matt being mad.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Lo and behold, he had a button up in his desk.
Yeah, like,
I like how some people can get that. Blank is just being blank.
Yeah,
no, it's big, like, deal. Oh, he just grabbed, you know, he just grabbed this, grabbed that.
Oh, you're just being funny. Oh, you're a jokester.
Oh, Ryan, he's just grabbing some money. He's fine.
No, I just fell on top of you. Hey, it's like, oh, I fell on top of you and humped you. Oh, it's nothing. Oh, that's just him.
Oh, he's just crazy. He's just kidding around.
He's eccentric.
He's eccentric.
Boys just being boys.
Yeah. Genius.
Now look, he's a president.
Yeah, remember when you're not rich. You're crazy, but when you're poor...
It's locker room talk. It's all right.
Yeah,
all right, motherfucker. You got a button up on his desk.
All right, real quick.
That's the weirdest part about that story, though.
Hey, when you know that you're going to get in there and do some stuff and you want to lock him in...
It's super villain level,
though. I know, right?
Who is... No, here's a question. Who installed that shit?
Yeah.
What person, what contractor came in, he said...
The people in the building, the people that work in the building.
But damn, y'all don't think that's something weird?
Man, listen, sometime I get in here, I fall asleep, I want to lock that door. That's what he told him. Then, you know, I was in here, I just want to hit the button and lock the door. And dude, probably in his head was like, rapist.
That dude's like... He should have put... You know what that...
And it said 30 Rock.
You know what that should have... That thing should have either alerted the police immediately, or it should have just been faultily wired, so it lit the place on fire.
If you were with us... No, you were with us. Were you with us? You weren't with us at the Silver Room when we walked back. You missed some stories.
The Hyde Park night, Hyde Park
you
Fest.
You missed some stories.
Yeah, that rain cleared things out.
I won't even go into where the stories come. We can talk about it later. But if going along with the Matt Lauer thing, we were told some stories. About? I can't say it right now.
Who are you talking to?
If you think about when we were sitting there by... right there by the curve.
Yeah.
By, what's the name? The Jamaican spot.
Uh-huh.
Right there.
All right.
Yeah. All right. While fans are anxiously waiting for Rihanna's ninth album to drop, new information revealed that the veteran reggae singer Shaggy will not be featured on the album. The 51-year-old artist said he passed on opportunity to work with Rihanna.
He's a dumbass.
Because he was not interested in auditioning for the record.
Audition.
They approached me for Rihanna's project, and said during the interview with the British newspaper, The Daily Star, there's a lot of great people involved, but for me, I don't need to audition to be on the record. I'll leave it to the younger guys, but from what I hear, it should be good.
Listen, I love me some Rihanna, but I feel Shaggy. He just did an album with Sting. He don't got an audition for no damn body.
If he didn't do an album with Sting, then he still have to audition?
No.
Okay.
It's Shaggy. I was gonna say
it's just it's Shaggy. The Shaggy. Bears with Bruce Arians? Hey, we need a mock press conference.
No, it's worse than that. He went diamond, and he's still relevant today.
Yeah, Shaggy's still pretty.
Shaggy.
I don't know if he's...
He's not relevant to us because we don't listen to that style of music. If we lived in the Bahamas and the Caribbean, or we were people from there, we still would listen.
Oh,
like Rihanna?
Shaggy just did a run 2 years ago.
Yeah, Shaggy's
he put out a big album 2 years ago.
No, Shaggy's still a man.
So that's what I'm saying. He's still relevant.
I couldn't believe she asked him to audition. Audition for what?
Because Shaggy. You know it's Shaggy. You know the parameters of what Shaggy can do. It's Shaggy.
Shaggy,
I hate to say it.
Shaggy is a known quantity.
Yeah.
Audition?
Now, it'd be different if she was Beyonce.
Oh, I ain't.
For real?
Then Shaggy, you need to talk.
Yeah, but Beyonce.
Because they're not even. I'm joking, but they're not even in the same kind of genre of music.
Shaggy and Rihanna?
No, Shaggy and Beyonce, unless we're just saying the pop aspect, but still, we're talking about Caribbean vibes, Rihanna and Shaggy. She comes from there.
Yeah,
she's from that area.
Yeah,
so again, what I'm saying that it's not the exact same. It's not apples to apples with music wise, genre wise, with Rihanna. And Beyonce.
But Jay and Beyonce are going to be smarter than that. It wouldn't be an audition. It would be come hang out.
Right. I agree with you.
We're going to do
this.
Come to the house. Try this vegan peanut butter.
All my Illuminati friends say it's undeniable.
Well, I'll say this much. I really, really, really liked Rihanna's last album. So I am anticipating this. I'm more of a Rihanna fan.
Are you bummed that Shaggy's not on there?
I wouldn't mind hearing the two together.
Yeah, I wouldn't even.
I mean, I grew up listening to Shaggy. Shaggy was huge when we were younger.
It wasn't me.
She's from the Caribbean, right?
It wasn't me.
I just seen it in the sauna.
It wasn't me.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over.
That was real dude stuff right
there. Sure was.
Yeah.
That was like... Hey,
call me butt naked.
Unless
that took him to another level.
There's photos.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
To the fucking script.
You call me having love on the counter. Wasn't me.
No.
Saw me in the shower.
Girl told me
wasn't
one
me.
Day she lived around the corner from my then girlfriend. She was kind of supposed to be my girlfriend. I told her that my then girlfriend and me really weren't together. We were just gonna go to prom together. It's like, yeah, I seen your car over there. I was like, what was the license plate number? She was like, I don't know. I was like, wasn't me.
So that you had flashbacks when you heard Shaggy.
Oh, no, I was using that shit from the womb.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
We come up, this Southside true shit.
Yeah.
This is Chicago. Let me put those. It, what? It was
that
not
wasn't,
me.
It wasn't me.
If you do not have, especially think about it, we didn't have camera phones.
Yeah.
Right. Your friend saw me. She saw me where?
Yeah.
Shit, it wasn't me.
I want to be there for like the proto, like phones are everywhere, or camera phones are everywhere. The first guy to be fall victim was like, it wasn't me.
It was like,
and then it'd be like, right here.
It's like, no!
It's a new world.
That got to be somebody about 45, close to 50 then.
Yeah. Common, you got to think. You used to be able to disappear before you had these devices.
Sure was.
Yep. It was like, I'm going to call you like, where you at? You had to text me. Well, you had to hit me on a beeper.
Mm.
Right.
You had to go find your mama.
I was talking. I was at work telling somebody, a couple of people asked me about Domo T's, the MTV True Life Crime thing or whatever, right? And we started talking about the catfish. And I was like, well, the dude, it seems like the dude who did Catfish is kind of behind this, maybe, whatever like that. Because
really?
You see, yeah.
Maeve?
Yeah, you see him. Nave? Yeah, when he was at the premiere of it, he opens the episode up.
So he was thinking, there too?
He wasn't there. He wasn't okay. there. But
he was talking.
Yeah, he opens the episode up, and then it goes into Domity. So we was talking about it, and we talked about Catfish. And this girl was like, it has to be like almost impossible to get Catfish now. And I'm like, no, you can still get Catfish. She's like, she was like, wait a minute, you have camera phones. I'm like, what if the person doesn't want to talk to you on a camera phone? What if the person doesn't have a camera phone? Mm-hmm. Like, think about it. Everybody, yeah, you have technology. Everybody it's doesn't have worse. Technology. You have the internet, but you can still get Catfish.
Yeah.
I mean, because through the internet, as long as, put it like this, you can get someone else to fake to be you. They don't necessarily may not be able to pull it off because they might say enough things that were in the conversation. But if that person is like, I have to see you and talk, yeah. But with as much access as you have to steal photos and to steal whatever to keep the lie going.
That's what I was thinking.
What about deepfakes, too? There's a whole industry around
it hasn't got to deepfakes hasn't got to the common level
it's
yet.
It's still too expensive.
Yeah. Right? It's going to get there, though.
Women at workplaces opening emails and it's like at live action shit and their coworkers like, that's you. I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was curious about that. I mean, it's popped into my head talking about Catfish. Right. Like, yeah, you can still get Catfish.